Welcome to another exciting podcast episode worldwide of the decline and fall of America. I am Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, broadcasting live from the Relatively News studios in Holly Springs, North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject for discussion. We're going to be talking about how cancer-causing chemicals are now have been found in Band-Aids, where when people put the Band-Aids on their open wounds, these cancer-causing chemicals are now going directly into their blood via the open wounds. In other words, we're basically pouring deadly cancer-causing chemicals into our open wounds. What do you think is going to happen with that one, folks? And you may ask yourself, are you kidding me? Really? The companies didn't know that this was going on? They didn't know that these deadly chemicals, if you put them in Band-Aids and people put the Band-Aids on their open wounds, they didn't know that basically they were giving everyone in the country cancer? You want to know what the cause of cancer is in the United States? Why don't we just start here, people? And of course, you may ask yourself why our broken and corrupt federal government isn't doing something about it. Well, let's just start with the fact that our federal government and our political parties are broken and corrupt. So today I'm going to be discussing this article and this topic, and you can make of it what you will, but I think you can tell by the tone of my voice. I just get so sad when I read stuff like this, because you realize that people are putting Band-Aids on their wounds to try to get better, and instead they're giving themselves and their loved ones cancer. Well, what are we supposed to do? So I'm going to read you an article. It's in the Daily Mail newspaper. It's printed out of England, the United Kingdom. Daily Mail is a very reputable newspaper. Its articles tend to focus on university studies, statistics, and data, unlike American newspapers that tend to avoid those subjects. But I'm going to read you an article that recently appeared in the Daily Mail newspaper. You can find it online if you want to. And afterwards, I'm going to discuss it, and you can make up your own mind. Title of the article is, quote, "Cancer-causing forever chemicals found in Band-Aids, where they can directly get into blood through open wounds, a report warns." Well, here we go. Quote, "Bandages from some of the most well-reputed brands, including Band-Aid and Cure-Aid, contain dangerous levels of forever chemicals, a shock report shows. Testing by a leading watchdog found that the chemical fluorine was in over two dozen different bandages and can be found in millions of medicine cabinets across the country. Quote, PFAS chemicals are sometimes used to make adhesives, and investigators believe that they're the products of normal manufacturing processes. Fluorine, which is also used to make rocket fuel, can lead to skin burns and eye damage, but it is most dangerous when it is inhaled. Dr. Linda Birnbaum, who is a toxicologist and the former head of the National Toxicology Program, and she co-led the lab testing, said that the fact that these risky chemicals come in direct contact with open wounds is troubling. Quote, PFAS chemicals can easily enter the bloodstream after a person drinks water or eats food that is laced with them. Once in the bloodstream, PFAS lodges themselves within the healthy tissue, where it begins to damage the immune system, the liver, the kidneys, and other organs. The article continues. Environmental health watchdogs had 40 bandages from 18 different brands tested for fluorine and found detectable levels in 26 of them. Consumer watchdog Mammovation and Environmental Health News used the EPA-certified lab to look at the PFAS chemicals in the absorbent pads and adhesive flaps of bandages sold by major retailers, including CVS, Walmart, Rite Aid, Target, and Amazon. The bandages that contain the high levels of fluorine, above 100 parts per million, included Band-Aid bandages, Care Science bandages, Cure-Aid bandages, CVS Health bandages, Equate bandages, First Honey bandages, Rite Aid brand bandages, Salimo, which is Amazon's brand of bandages, Up and Up, which is Target's brand of bandages. Dr. Birnbaum said that because the bandages are placed on open wounds, it's troubling to learn that they're exposing children and adults to PFAS chemicals. Quote, it's obvious from the data that PFAS chemicals are not needed for wound care. So it's important that the industry remove their presence to protect the public from PFAS and instead opt for PFAS-free materials. The PFAS substances contain bonds between carbon and fluorine atoms, creating one of the most resilient chemicals that remains in the environment for years or even decades. Chemicals are everywhere, but most commonly in water and stain-repellent products, including non-stick cookware. Teflon, the kitchen staple non-stick coating, is made with a fluorocarbon called polytetrafluorine, PTFE. PFAS chemicals, PFAS, have also been detected in the tap water and now in human blood. A report from the Center of Disease Controls and Prevention, National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey found PFAS is now in the blood of 97% of Americans. According to Mammovation, the PFAS in bandages is likely used for their water and grease-resistant properties. Separately, PFAS has also been found in menstrual products, including those typically used by teenage girls. Jessen Choi, who worked in San Francisco's Department of Environment, chose to lab test her preferred brand, which is called Thinks, T-H-I-N-X, period briefs, and shorty underwear. The testing was conducted in 2020 by Dr. Graham Peasley, who had discovered PFAS chemicals in fast food wrappers in 2017 at the University of Notre Dame. Quote, the organic products had high levels of PFAS. Thinks had 3,264 parts per million, and Between for Teens had 2,000 parts per million. They also had tens to hundreds of parts per million of copper on the inside of the crotch and zinc on both sides. Investigation garnered bad publicity for Thinks, which settled a class action suit for $5 million. I'm going to skip ahead in the article because it's a long article. I'm going to just continue on in it. See if there's another part of it that is kind of relevant to what we're discussing, which is bandages. Pete Myers, here's the article again. Pete Myers, chief scientist of environmental and health sciences at Carnegie Mellon University, told Mammovation, quote, while it's not possible today to answer the question of how much can be absorbed through the skin, we know that any possible exposure should be avoided. PFAS should not be found in any consumer items, period. Band-Aid flexible fabric comfort protection bandages, and what goes on from there. I guess you get the idea. The point I'm trying to get at is, and I think this article's trying to get at is, we're putting these on our open wounds, right? We're putting deadly cancer-causing chemicals on bandages on our open wounds. It's going directly into our bloodstream. Well, what's a parent supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? I mean, how are you supposed to bandage a wound? By the way, it doesn't say on the boxes of these bandages that these deadly chemicals are in the bandages. Go get a box of Band-Aids. Go read it. There's no warning. I mean, what the heck are these companies doing? Obviously, they're making money, right? You got some CEO somewhere making $20 million a year so he can have three homes, a mistress, a boat, and a horse, right? Isn't that what we're talking about? Maybe that CEO should make just a little bit less money and take the deadly cheap chemicals out of basic products like Band-Aids so we're not killing ourselves. And you could hear in the article that 97% of Americans now have deadly cancer-causing PFAS chemicals inside their bloodstream. I mean, this is a current problem. This is not a hypothetical. This is they're not saying maybe these chemicals cause cancer. That's not what they're saying. They are saying these are cancer-causing chemicals, period. There shouldn't be any of this in consumer products. And the companies damn well know it. So what happens when our broken and corrupt federal government does, and our broken and corrupt political parties not only do nothing about it, they don't even talk about it, right? All they're interested in is talking about the same old sterile issues so that they can fundraise money from idiots. Well, have you had enough yet? Do you think this is not yet another clear sign of the decline and fall of America? Come on now, people. What do you think? I'm Charles Factor, your podcasting host, broadcasting live from the great state of North Carolina, wishing you a great day.